B-Pod Studios.
So Elena Pinto, she's a... Well, she was on Channel 7.
That was my girl.
So she was on Channel 7. That's right. We met her
at the Buzz Off.
At the Buzz Off, yeah.
Yeah. She listens to our show all the time.
Yeah. So she was on Channel 7, and apparently she got fired because there's some Adam Sandler movie on Netflix.
Oh, the Halloween?
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah. So she has a small part in the movie as a reporter, which she is. Yeah. And somehow that's violating whatever contract she signed with the people over at Channel 7, and they fired her for it. I don't understand what...
Stupid.
She's playing a TV reporter in a movie. Okay, it's an Adam Sandler movie, so what, do you think it's taking away her credibility or something like that? I mean, come on now. That's ridiculous.
But you know how contracts are, like media contracts. Like, sometimes they have non-compete, and they have stuff in there that you can't do outside projects, whatever, whatever, and they probably just felt like, you know.
Okay, well, that's a stupid-ass clause,
because I've seen
a million movies where reporters play reporters, especially since I've been filming in movies in Boston. Every reporter has been in a damn movie. They're like, yo, watch this movie. Well, don't watch the whole movie. Watch it 47 minutes and 20 seconds in, because I'm in it for 3 seconds saying, and here, let's go to whatever. You know, that's just what they do. Okay, so that's one thing. Two is, Pebs, we were talking about in What's Hot and Trending about how they were going to film some movie in Boston, and it was super vague. We were like goofing on it, saying that Donald Trump is the one who was the casting it, because they said it's going to be huge with so many huge stars.
And they needed a lot of extras.
And I'm like, all right, well, name one of the damn stars. I mean, you're just saying it's going to be major. It's going to be the biggest movie ever with huge stars. And I was goofing on it, saying that it's probably going to be an Adam Sandler movie. Well, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Because apparently this movie that they're filming, it's entitled Don't Look Up, and it's going to star Leonardo DiCaprio, my boy, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep.
Okay, she's just one of my favorites.
Jonah Hill. Yeah, Matthew Perry. Ariana Grande is going to be in the damn movie. Kid Cudi's going to be in the damn movie. Like, they got major-ass stars from this movie. It actually looks good, too. It's about scientists who realize that a meteor is going to hit the Earth, and they're going around trying to warn everyone about it, and Leo and Jennifer Lawrence are going to be... That's the only fake part about it. Like, how many times have you seen a scientist and go, wow, I really want to have sex with that scientist? That never happens, but...
Damn.
Yeah, but it's a freaking major movie, and they're
looking... Where in Boston are they filming it, does it say? Because, I mean, they're about to get a million people just stalking them the whole time.
It doesn't say. I'm sure it'll be, like, all over the city. I know in Brockton, the girl from Schitt's Creek is down there right now filming a movie.
Yeah.
The girl that plays Alexis. But, yeah, so we're going to have major stars in the city starting, I'll tell you right now, November 19th.
That's where they're staying.
That's where they're going to be here. Well, listen, whatever hotel, if you work at a hotel right now and you get those major stars there, please hit up your friend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.